For about the cost of a couple of afternoon movie tickets and concession snacks, parents have the opportunity in October to give their child a two-day learning experience they benefit from for the rest of their lives. And parents can have a mini vacation themselves at the same time, said Aaron Lowe, AgriLife Extension Agent for Cherokee County and one of the program planners for the East Texas Showstar Series. Set October 22nd through the 23rd, a Saturday and a Sunday, the program will be held at the Nacogdoches County Expo Center. I asked Lowe how the East Texas Showstar Series came to be.
Well, we started this 3 years ago. This coming up fall is going to be the third annual event. We got together as a group of county agents and decided that we're in need of an educational type event for youth, especially those just starting out, showing livestock, specifically beef cattle, steers and heifers, and lambs and goats.
What was the need? Why was there an educational need?
Just to educate newcomers to the show industry and get them started off on the right foot.
What do they need to know, or they often don't know?
Well, a lot of them think they're just going to go get an animal and have fun and go to the shows and neglect to educate themselves on facility requirements that you're going to actually need, daily maintenance of your animal and livestock project, daily nutritional need, and even how to select the competitive project. And on top of that, you've got showmanship skills that can be learned, grooming, and with newly enforced quality counts guidelines now that all the youth have to pass a certification test. And we do a little session on quality counts and daily maintenance, selection, showmanship. And then with our event, we allow the kids to actually compete. Saturday during the day, which would be the October 22nd, is the first part of the day is educational series. We break all the kids down into small groups, work with them one-on-one, lots of hands-on. Later in the day, we actually have a showmanship contest. The kids are able to exhibit the skills and things they learned earlier in the day. Feed everybody real good, hand out lots of door prizes, come back the next morning, Sunday morning, which would be the 23rd, and actually have a two-ring show. Everybody, regardless of what animal you have, a steer, a heifer, lamb, or goat, you're going to get to go in two different rings with two different judges and compete for additional prizes there.
Sounds good. It's a rehearsal, and there's work, but it's learning how to go for the big shows and having some fun along the way?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay. And it's fairly economical, I take it.
Yes. We try and keep our prices, registration prices, down as low as possible. Most of the registration that we charge is just to cover meals. We have a lot of expenses with speakers. We've got top-notch guys from all across the state coming to teach these sessions and be judges. But we get a lot of sponsorship to help defer those costs. Everything's included all weekend long. We feed all the meals, drinks, everything's taken care of.
The registration fee for each youth contestant is $50. The fee for an accompanying brother or sister is $40. For accompanying parents, guardians, or agricultural teachers, the fee is $30. For more information and how to register, call Lowe at 903-683-5416. That's 903-683-5416. This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.